The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. Responsibility, responsibility toward God. Let's think some thoughts along that line today. The word responsibility itself is not found in the King James translation of the Bible. Evidently, this is a word that has come into being since the year 1611. However, the concept of responsibility is found from cover to cover of the Bible. So let's notice this term today and some truths surrounding it. Responsibility. This also involves accountability, obligation, or duties. We like to think in terms of privilege to obey just what we want to do, not having someone say to us, you've got to do this or that. But we can't get around the basic idea of responsibility with its corresponding accountability, obligation, and duties. Responsibility means your ability to respond, and you're responding accordingly. We might say that when opportunity to do the right thing presents itself, and we have the ability to respond, a state of responsibility on our part is brought about. The fact that God has made man responsible for his actions implies that man is a free moral agent and has the inherent ability to respond. This basic truth can be seen in the Garden of Eden with the law that God gave to Adam and Eve. He considered them responsible enough to obey and thus accountable. Life itself is a trust from God, and we stand accountable before him. Accountability. The Old Testament itself shows that man is accountable. For example, in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 and 14, the writer says here, summing up the total of all things, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yes, man is responsible, and consequently he is accountable, and there is a day of accounting coming. The Lord Jesus taught this in the New Testament scriptures in more places than one. I can think of one in particular right now. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 14 and the remainder up through verse 30 of this chapter, deals with the parable of the talents. Here the Lord tells about a man taking a journey into a foreign country and calling his servants to him. And to three servants he gave talents to be invested and to be responsible for while he was gone. One servant received five talents, another received two, and another received one talent. And then the master went into a foreign country. But when he came back after a long time, each servant was called to give an account of himself in reference to that which had been given him. The five-talent man now had 10. The one who had 2 now had 4. Each had doubled. And the Lord said to each of these two men individually, he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then the man who had received 1 talent was called to give an account. And this man says, well, I just hid the money. I digged in the earth and hid it. And so here you have it back, just what you gave me. He had not increased the amount that he had received. And thus he had to give an account. And his accounting is not good here. And thus we find verse 30 says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, man is a responsible, accountable being. The Apostle Paul taught that continuously in his writings. Think of two verses in particular in Romans 14, verses 11 and 12, where Paul says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Man is a responsible free moral agent, and he is accountable. Hebrews 9:27 says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, a judgment. We are responsible. We are accountable. Have we accepted this responsibility? Thank you for listening today.